Good morning.
Good morning, party people.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm Max.
I'm Noah.
I'm also Max, and we have a special guest.
It's Caro.
Yay! And you're listening to Magoobi Radio Hour.
Sure are.
And what did everyone just hear?
You just heard D-Day O by the band Kokoroko.
I would say it blessed your ears.
Yeah, I would also say that as well. And I'm sad that I didn't say it first.
I can retract it and you can say it again. Okay, I take it back.
It just blessed your ears.
There we go.
And what's going to play next, Max?
You're just about to listen to Tomatoes by Brista Moroni. It's one of his weirder songs. But I
can't wait.
It.
Simply can't wait.
Tomatoes are fruits.
All right.
But you'd be stupid to put it in a fruit salad.
You're not getting invited back on the show.
Immediately kicked off.
All right, you just heard Travelin' by the Jeremy Spencer Band. Thank you, Noah, for the rec.
Hey, no problem.
A repeat from last week.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can't get enough.
Simply cannot get enough. Okay, I'm going to do my idea.
Yeah.
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 This idea, actually, shout out Joe for coming up with this one.
He's the one.
In the car. He's the one. Where did all the punch buggies go?
Oh, my.
Where are they?
Wait.
They're gone.
Okay, so Max prefaced this by saying that this might be a flub, but I think that this is really good.
My grandma used to have a punch buggy, and it was yellow, and she doesn't squeeze. Have it anymore.
Did you ever do cheese squeeze when you saw a yellow punch buggy?
No.
Oh, we were doing that.
What's but that?
Like, punch buggy, and then you would squeeze the arm and be good, cheese squeeze.
I used to do something similar with my mom. Well, I used to do just the punch buggy, but then my mom thought that that was too violent. So instead, we started playing the tapping game, where every time we saw a punch buggy, a Fiat, a smart car, or any like of those other like really tiny cars like that, we would just tap each other. And we still play it to this day. We occasionally still play it.
But
it's been going on for like 15 years.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
The punch buggies are dwindling.
I haven't seen a punch buggy in a really long time.
They have the new Volkswagen electric trucks.
Oh, yeah.
The vans.
The microbus. Smooth vans.
The VW microbus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bitch bus. Or bus.
Okay. Noah, what are we going to hear next?
What are we going to hear next?
It's this one.
Oh, As Cool As I Am by Dar Williams. And you know,
oh, wait, no, wait, I lied. Sorry, Kara, we're listening to your song.
We're going to listen to You're In My Heart by Rod Stewart, which is played at my parents' wedding.
Aww. And then?
Like as their first dance song?
I don't know.
Okay.
We'll be hearing As Cool As I Am by Dar Williams, which used to be my ringtone when I first had an iPhone.
Wow.
Wow. So this goes back.
This goes way back.
Let's take it back.
I didn't know what day it was when you walked into the room. I said hello unnoticed. You said goodbye too soon. Breezing through the clientele, spinning yarns that were so lyrical. I really must confess right here, the attraction was purely physical. I took all those habits of yours that in the beginning were hard to accept. Your fashion sense, beards, lip prints, I put down to experience. The big bosom lady with a Dutch accent who tried to change my point of view. Her ad-lib lines were well rehearsed, but my heart cried out for you. You're in my heart, you're in. My love for you is immeasurable. My respect for you immense. You're ageless, timeless, lace and fineness, your beauty and elegance. You're a rhapsody, a comedy. You're a symphony and a play. But honey, what do you see in me? You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You'll be my breath should I grow old. You are my lover, you're my best friend. You're in my soul. schoolboy's dream. You're Celtic United, but Davy, I've decided you're the best team I've ever seen. And there have been many affairs, many times I've thought to leave, but I bite my lip and turn around, 'cause you're the warmest thing I've ever found. You're in my heart, you're in my soul, you'd be my breath should I groan. You are my lover, you're my best friend, you're in my soul. You're in my heart, you're in my soul, you'd be my breath should I groan. You are my lover, you're my best friend, you're in my soul. You're in my heart, you're in my soul, you'd be my breath should I groan. You are my
sister then was running out of time and one liners, and I was afraid like you are when you're too young to know the time. And so I watched the way you take your fear and pour the horizon. The point you have a word for every woman you can lay your eyes on, like you own them just because you bought the time. And you turn to me, you say you hope I'm not threatened. Oh, oh, oh. Cool as I am, I thought you'd know this already. I will not be afraid of women. I will not be afraid of women. So now we're at a club, watch the woman dance, and she is drunk, and she is smiling, and she's falling in a slow descending funk. And the whole bar is loud and proud, and everybody's trying, yeah. You play the artist, saying, is it how she moves or how she looks? I say it's loneliness, suspended to our own like grappling hooks. And as long as she's got noise, she's fine. But I could teach her how I learned to dance when the music's ended. Oh, 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 and that's not petty. Cool as I am, I thought you know this already. I will not be afraid of women. I will not be afraid of women. You tried to make me doubt, to make me guess, tried to make me feel like a little less. Oh, I liked you when your soul was big. I thought you knew how to be scared, and now it's amazing what you did to make me stay. But truth is, just like time, it catches up and it just keeps going. Oh, oh, oh. So I'm leaving, you can find out how much better things can get. And if it helps, I'd say I feel a little worse than I did when we met. So when you find someone else, you can try again, might work next time. You look out of the kitchen window and you shake your head and say, oh, if I could believe that stuff, I'd say that woman has a halo. And I look out and say, yeah, she's really blonde. And then I go outside to join the others. I am the others. Oh, 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 and that's not easy. I don't know what you saw. I want somebody who sees me. I will not be afraid of women. I will not be afraid of women.
That was As Cool As I Am by Dar Williams. And before that, you heard
You're in My Heart by Rod Stewart.
Your parents' wedding song.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, sure was.
Wow.
Sure was.
Noah, tell us a little bit about what you were telling
us. I think you have something
when we were listening to music.
I was just saying that the car game that me and my sister had, we did do Punch Buggy, but then I think my mom was like, please stop punching each other. So the other game we had was for every car logo, like every brand, we had a little slogan. And so it was never silent. It wasn't like Punch Buggy where it happens every once in a while. It was every car on the road. We would say something. And they all had little slogans that we made up. Like Honda was may the best one win. Mazda was beep beep forever. Audi was Olympia because it had the rings and we thought it looked like the Olympics. There's more that are not coming to mind right now, but we really had a lot of them.
Like, did you have one for Toyota?
Oh, Toyota was just the winner, which was something Molly came up with that I was always like, well, why is that one the winner? And we don't even drive a Toyota, so what's your loyalty to them? We were a Honda house for a long time.
You guys were really obsessed with winning, like, may the best one
win. I know. I guess it was like we were trying to be maybe, because like Beep Beep Forever actually was in a Mazda commercial at one point, which I think is where we got it.
Beep Beep Forever.
Yeah. So like maybe there was some sort of Toyota marketing campaign or Honda campaign like that
the
like,
winner.
Yeah, it was something like that we were just cribbing.
Hmm.
But I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what you inevitably come up with now that you have this idea in your brain for other cars.
For other cars.
Yeah, if you were going to come up with, like, what's a
Subaru?
Subaru.
Look at this long freaking car. I don't know. A Volvo was Revolvo. It's very musical, I guess, too. Jingles.
You were making jingles.
Yeah.
And your parents were less annoyed by this than the
first Yeah.
Probably not.
I think this backfired on them,
I'm really not curious, because I know I've discussed this with Molly, but I don't think I've ever talked to my parents and been like, hey, do you remember when we were doing this thing for months and months and months? So I have no idea of their perspective on it. But.
Because that really is the problem with the Punch Buggy game, is that it's really sparse.
Yeah, well, that's what makes it exciting. Yeah. But we got greedy. We wanted to do something for every car.
Jeez.
Oh, boy.
Does anyone have any ideas?
Yeah, I can share a little something. Both of my ideas for this week, I don't know if, are really super, super all there, but that's okay. Okay, the first one that I think has maybe a... Thank you for cracking your knuckles into the microphone. The first one that I have is called Ordering Blackout. Okay. And it's basically just that no matter how much I think about, like, what I want to order, like, at a restaurant or, like, at a coffee shop or anything, something else will inevitably spew out of my mouth, and I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
And it seems like it would be annoying, but once you get used to it, it's kind of fun, because then it's a little bit of a surprise of, like,
what's gonna come out?
What am I about to get?
That was like when I ordered, like, I forget where I was, but I got, like, spicy noodles just because it had the little fire emoji next to it, and it, like, caught my eye. That was it.
It's like, I'm expecting pasta, and then a whole roast fish comes out.
Do you think that these orders represent, like, your subconscious instinct? Like, do you think it's more true to you what comes out when you say it impulsively?
It's like, is it dreams. What you really want?
Yeah. The hidden desires.
You know what? Maybe, yeah, because it's more, like, instinctually, like, oh, this is what is sounding good in this exact second, rather than, like, oh, this sounds like this would go well together with this other ingredient, but...
If you get fish, it probably means that you're pregnant.
Yeah.
Because if you dream about fish, that means you're pregnant.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Who said that?
Wait. Guys, I have something to announce.
This is huge.
Live on air, a miracle is happening. All right. That's okay, all. Cool.
Max, you want to introduce your next song?
Yeah. So up next, we have Daisy Lady by... I'm not even going to try and pronounce the artist.
We have Daisy Lady.
And we have Daisy Lady.
She stands among the daffodils, she sells. Dressed in blue and yellow. Wonder why I felt so much in love with her. Daisy Lady, I wonder maybe if some lazy day you'll stray away with me. Ooh-wee, you drive me crazy. I wish I was a bee among her pretty flowers. Oh, I'd never sting her. You know I'd love to bring her honey sweet as she. Daisy Lady, I wonder maybe if some lazy day you'll stray away with me. Ooh-wee, you drive me crazy. I bought some flowers from my flower girl today. A bunch of big red roses. Guess what, I suppose I'll send them right back to my Daisy Lady. I wonder maybe if some lazy day you'll stray away with me. Ooh-wee, you drive me crazy. There she stands among the daffodils she sells. Dressed in blue and yellow. Wonder why I fell so much in love with her. Daisy Lady, wonder maybe if some lazy day you stray away with me. Ooh-wee, you drive me crazy. Thank you.
Suddenly shook our area. Would you be ready? The American Red Cross will be there, but the best way to make your family and home safer is to be prepared before disaster strikes.
Practice drop cover and hold on. Anchor tall furniture and your water heater to wall studs and install strong latches on cabinet doors.
To learn more, contact your local American Red Cross chapter. Support the American Red Cross and change a life, starting with your own.
I need love, love, to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine. She said, love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
We're back.
It always takes us by surprise.
But you can't hurry love.
You can hurry love.
By the Supremes.
The Supremes. And before that, you heard...
Bud by Fen Lily.
And before that, you heard... I Am So Happy With My Little Dog by Shabison and Krojvic.
I really like that one, Max.
Thanks.
Mostly in the way that you pronounce the name.
I'm so happy with my little dog.
You can sound it out if you don't know.
Yeah,
always.
Well, I think someone might have something.
I have this idea that I found in my notes app from August of 2 years ago, and it's kind of a nature nurture situation, but like an evolutionarily perspective of nature nurture.
Okay, hit us. I also like that just for the people listening, all of this is typed in the title section of the notes app, so it's all in massive text
and
bold.
For our audio listeners.
Yes.
Well, that's how you know it was urgent. They just had to get it out and couldn't worry about format.
Yeah. So my thought is that if there were no humans on Earth, but all of the furniture remained, like all of our infrastructure, including couches and sofas and like tables and such.
Such as?
Exactly.
Such as tables.
Such as tables and couches. But they were also still dogs on Earth, but no humans.
Mm-hmm.
Would dogs want to get on the couches because it's comfy, or would they not want to get on the couches because they'd never seen a human sit on the couch?
So in this context, these dogs are still domesticated?
Everything is the same,
there's no
humans.
But these dogs...
But they've never seen a human sit on a couch before.
Wait, but then,
like
how are these dogs domesticated?
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
It's not important.
So they've never been in a human family.
Correct.
Yes.
Like, would Jasper be jumping on the couch if he had never seen you do that?
Yeah.
You think?
He's a princess.
Max.
He's a diva. He loves to be comfy.
Like, would Oz be standing on the counter? Well, cats are different.
He's going to do his own thing no matter what.
But are dogs... Do they find it comfy because it's physically comfortable? Or do they find it comfy because... they enjoy the comfort of, like, imitating and copying their family.
I don't know, though, because we have carpeted floors in our house, and if I put a blanket or a towel on the floor, my dogs will not sit on the carpet. They will sit on the towel on the carpet.
Jasper used to sit in this, like, bottom wooden shelf. He would, like, crawl up in there. So I think he would be like, I'm going to try this. And then he'd be like, this is really comfy.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Or do they like it because it's, like, the warmth of the people that are around them?
But they do it even when the humans aren't home.
But what if they had never seen you do it before?
Is that because they're, like, remembering, oh, this is where my mom used to sit. I'm seeking comfort.
But sometimes I feel like there's animals that sit on couches and chairs that is just, like, purely for decoration. It's like, oh, that's the dog's chair. You know?
Yeah.
My dogs wouldn't be caught dead in a chair. They know they're not allowed.
That's a really interesting... Wait, I had something else about this, I think. It'll come to me. Don't worry, it'll come to me.
Any minute now.
Any minute now. We're just waiting.
You just have to wait. Love don't come easy.
By the Supremes.
Okay, like,
yes.
Would they realize, like, oh, this couch is comfortable, but there's, like, something even better that would, like, even better suit a dog's body? And then would a dog just take over civilization and form
dog
their
people.
Own form
it's
of
like,
comfort?
It's like, would they sit on the couch, but also would they, like, use their refrigerator?
would they also learn how to, like, they would grow opposable thumbs and learn how to, like, cook a meal?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably.
Given enough time.
If we weren't here, they could do anything.
I am so happy with my little dog.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
One more time.
Someone with the first name Joseph.
Shamson.
Yeah.
Well, what's next?
Well,
what's next is Max's song.
Oh, yeah. Wait, which one is it again? Oh, yeah, Do I Ever Cross Your Mind?
Classic.
Shout out my friend Mara.
Jack and
Shout
Dive
out
Hard.
Mara.
She's not listening.
Okay.
Sometimes I go walking through we walked long ago in the sweet used to be. And the flowers still grow, but they don't smell as sweet as they did when you picked them for me. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time.
Back in time.
Do you ever think back on old memories like that? Or do I ever cross your mind?
I'm picking Dolly.
Kiss your sweet lips like I did long ago. And how often I've longed for those two loving arms that once held me so gentle and close. And when I think of you and the love we once knew, how I wish we could go back in time. Do you ever think back on old memories like that? Or do I ever cross your mind?
Take it away, Noah.
That was a little bit of Wuthering Heights. Just had to fade that out. Kind of long. Apologies to anyone on Curtis Avenue Friday night who heard me doing a Kate Bush impression of that song. Okay, well, and what was before that? Did we say?
Oh, that was Ring of Fire by Buckmeek.
Right.
New album.
Right.
Right. Well, here's my idea.
Here it is.
Hang on. This is called Jendy Nooch Wait Time. And this is just kind of like...
Oh, I think I have a guess of what this is going to be.
This is, there's an amount of time that passes when waiting for a single stall bathroom where it becomes a bad idea to continue waiting. Because if the person inside is taking that long, something serious is going down, and you will not be pleased with the conditions you find inside when it is your turn.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if there's a lot of conversation that comes
from
that.
No, that's very, especially like in the campus center, I find that.
Yeah. That is just, that room really remembers a lot.
See, I thought that this was going to be, it's like, what is the threshold of, like, the amount of time that you would need to wait for a gender neutral before the, like, just sucking it up and going to a regular bathroom.
I mean, that's part of the calculation, too. Sorry, typical.
Not the three bathrooms.
Binary. Yeah, I would give it... I guess it depended on how urgent it would be, honestly.
I'd give it, like, 3 to 4 minutes.
I would go up to 5 in the campus center, but, yeah.
But then you get into the, like, sunk cost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also just the what lies in wait for you.
It's kind of,
The sunk cost.
The stunk cost. It's a bell curve.
I was trying to think. Go ahead.
No, please.
No, I was just saying bell curve.
Oh, they always walk out of the bathroom with their head hung low.
Right, like they know. You don't want to be there also when the person comes out.
Yeah.
Just for both of
your
sakes.
They're red in the face.
It's
sweating.
Like the worst when you like try the door and then like
yeah,
it's
that point
locked
you have
and
to walk
you're like,
away.
Okay, I have to wait
yeah.
to watch from afar. Anyway, this is Magoobie Radio Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You can listen every morning at 9 a.m.
Well, every Monday.
Every Monday morning at 9 a.m. And
every
what
9
is our,
slot.
What's our last song, Kara?
Our last song is Silver Dagger by Joan Baez.
Don't sing love songs, you'll wake my mother. She's sleeping here, right by my side, and in her right hand, a silver dagger. She says that I can't be your bride. All men are false. My wicked love and lies. The very next evening, Belle caught another. Leave you alone to pine and sigh. Got a chain 5 miles long, and on every link a heart does dangle of another maid he's loved and wronged. Go court another tender maiden, and hope that she will be your wife. For I've been warned, and I've decided to sleep alone all of my life.